welcome to midweek bonus. Welcome to midweek bonus number 4. Well, I'm glad to say that the unnamed thing that I talked about in the last episode has come off. And that means we'll be hearing a track from Biscuit Head and the Biscuit Badgers. And it's an ode to the cactus and succulent world. And I'm going to be talking to the man behind the song about his inspiration for it. And I'm delighted to say that I have busted right through the 200 patron mark, which means that a Facebook Live is coming this very Wednesday at 7 p.m. GMT. That is 3 p.m. EDT. I will be on Facebook sitting around waiting for somebody to ask me a question. So if I don't have any questions, I'll just waffle on as I always do. But it'd be lovely if you could join me to celebrate my 200 patrons in all their brilliantness. And we can also talk about whatever you want to chat about. And my new patrons this week include Heidi, Emma and Ms. Holly, who all became legends. And if you want to add yourself to this merry band, then just head over to the show notes at janeperrone.com to find out how. And don't forget that Houseplant Hour is on Twitter at 9 o'clock on Tuesday, GMT. And that's becoming ever more popular, a chance to spread the houseplant love. Just follow me at Jane Perrone and also at Houseplants Hour to join in. Dean Murray is lead singer of Biscuit Head and the Biscuit Badgers, a wonderfully eccentric British group who have created a song that cannot be surpassed. It's called BCSS, which is short for, as regular listeners will know, the British Cactus and Succulent Society. How, pray tell, you may ask, can one write a song about the BCSS? Well, Dean has managed it and it's absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to play the song in full at the end of this episode, but first let's hear from Dean about his inspiration for the tune.
My name's Dean and I am in a band called Biscuit Head and the Biscuit Badgers, and I am singer and ukulele player, and I have written a song about the British Cactus and Succulent Society.
Now, this isn't something you just come across and think, oh, that's a great thing for a song. Are you a member or an ex-member?
I have been a member of the sort of National Society, and I'm still a member of the Leeds branch. But I'm a bit, I just don't quite have enough time to keep going to all the meetings. But I liked it when I used to go. So, yeah, and I keep a lot of cacti and succulents, so.
Oh, brilliant. And one of the things I love about this song is the way you recite all these Latin names, which, as for me, as somebody who loves all the Latin names, is made me ridiculously excited. It takes a certain kind of brain to be able to turn this stuff into a song, accompanied, I must say, by a wonderful video, which is absolutely amazing. I think it's going to give me a nightmare, though, that video. The idea of you guys all slowly turning into cacti was... Brilliant, but terrifying.
Well, I suppose when you're really into cacti and succulents, they do sort of take over your life a bit. So.
Yeah, that metaphor was not lost on me, I have to say, having spent much of yesterday moving cacti and succulents between different parts of my house and greenhouse. I can totally understand that.
Have you got many injuries?
Yeah, a few. There were a few brushes with a couple of things that I should have known better than to brush past. But yeah, that's just the nature of the beast, isn't it? And I love is that you really do encapsulate in the song the whole ethos and atmosphere of the society.
Oh, thank you.
In all its eccentric brilliantness.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things I liked about it. It's just kind of people who are interested sort of doing their thing. And I really enjoyed... I like things like that. Like, you know, when people are just interested in something and they just do it and they find other people who are interested as well and they just sort of form their club, their society or whatever they want to do. And it's nice because it's just people who are very interested. So people who've gone to the US or South America to a desert to actually look at these cacti in their natural environment and then bring their slides in for everyone to see and have a chat about it. Yeah, it's nice. Nice thing to do.
It is. And I'm sure you have a loyal and passionate fan base. and not all of your songs are about cacti and succulents. So what are the kind of topics you cover? Are there songs? I imagine that you're not going too many traditional kind of "I love her and she loves me" kind of songs.
Not really. It's funny, people sort of say that you should write what you know, or like put something of yourself, like something personal, into the songs. But I do write about what I know, what I'm interested in, and what I know and what I'm interested in are not the kind of things that people normally write songs about. So there's a song about the Venus flytrap on the new album that the Cactus and Succulent Society is also on. The lyrics for that are taken from the Carnivorous Plant Society newsletter from 1992, although we're having some real trouble. We had some real trouble tracking down which issue it was from. So we talked to the society because we wanted to credit the person who'd written the lyrics, but we couldn't find out who it was exactly, so it was a bit difficult. But so because I was in the Carnivorous Plant Society around then, and I used to have loads and loads of pitcher plants that were amazing. And it's things I'm interested in, basically. So there's like things in the natural world and other things that are just amuse me, things that I think are funny or funny ideas. You know, it's not.
I mean, I'm just looking through this list of song titles from your album Thought Porridge. I'm liking the sound of When We Were Bakers and also British Hairpiece Champion. Because one of the things that's, talking about hair, one of the things that you are, on your website, it does say moustache-powered troubadours, which is a reference to your use of brass instruments, which I'm also delighted by. I hate to pigeonhole music, but do you sort of put yourself in a particular genre?
It's a bit difficult because I don't think the standard genre descriptions really describe us very well. So it's not that I don't want to be in the genre, but I think saying a specific genre, people would go, oh, it's going to sound like this, and then they're like, oh, it doesn't sound like that at all. But I suppose it's like a kind of, it's got like a kind of psychedelic music hall, I suppose. It's sort of the closest thing I could say, even though that's not really a genre. It's not really a genre that exists.
It should be a genre. What I love about it is I think that it's kind of, this sounds like a terrible cliche, but it really is fun for all the family. I can imagine anybody of any age listening to this and watching the video and just totally falling for your eccentric in a delightful way style of doing things, which is which certainly captured me. And I'm going to have to go and listen to Venus Flytrap now, because that sounds right up my street. Well, Dean, thank you very much for joining me, and I'm going to play BCSS for my listeners at the end of the episode. So I'm hoping that you're going to end up with loads of extra fans as a result, and you've certainly won me over. Yeah. So thanks very much, and you know, keep what's going to be next. I'm just trying to think what other genres of house plants you could have. You could maybe have a song about aroids, because lots of my listeners would love to hear about Swiss cheese plants. That's that's my top tip.
Cheese plants, peace lilies, that kind of thing. There are a lot more of them than people think, I suppose.
You could have a whole album. There could be a whole album of this, but it's really delightful, and I'm so glad I found it. And I think it's gonna, at this weird time that we're all having right now, it's lovely to have something wonderfully soothing and original in your ears. So I'm looking forward to hearing what my listeners make of it. But thank you very much, Dean.
No problem. Well, thanks for getting in touch.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Well, I guess what you want to hear now is the song. So I am gonna close the show with Biscuit Head and the Biscuit Badgers singing BCSS. Check out the show notes for a link to the video and the Biscuit Head and the Biscuit Badgers website, where you can also hear the track Venus Flytrap. But for now, I'll say goodbye, and we'll speak again on Friday. Bye!
If it grows in the desert, they know what it's called. They might meet in a library or a church hall. You can find them on a weekday night. showing their exotic holiday slides. The British cactus and succulent society.
Music you heard in this episode was Roll Jordan Roll by the Joy Drops, which is licensed under Creative Commons, and the track BCSS by Biscuit Head and the Biscuit Badgers. Visit the show notes for full details about both these tracks.